Peer pressure is a massive thing. I think, like, I know from, I'm only 26 and I remember growing up in school and peer pressure being a massive thing for me. You know, we have a want to fit in, and we have a want for people to like us, and we want to be involved. I think peer pressure falls into that that category of us wanting to figure out who we are as a person, but then also wanting to go along and fit in with what everyone else is doing. And I mean, I spend a lot of time talking to girls, and I know it's not just a girls issue, but a lot of girls who feel the need to starve themselves, to, you know, to not eat, to try and change the way they look purely because of peer pressure, where they, you know, they want to aspire to this perfection that they see in magazines or on TV, and they hear friends talking about it as well, and it's a lot of the time so unobtainable. But this idea of the pressure that they feel that they need to look a certain way and be a certain way in order to be accepted and to be loved by people. I think I speak to so many people where that's a really big issue for them, and that unobtainable thing that we see so much in the media is truth for them. And it's really damaging and really hurtful. So yeah, I see that a lot.
What's the advice that you give to these people? Because it's something that can become an obsession and lead to other illnesses such as anorexia and things like that that can be fatal. So what advice do you give to those people to try and steer them away from those sort of dangerous things that could happen?
I think it's really difficult because there's such a wide stretch of those issues. So for some people, it might be that they want to dabble with certain things. So it's like, you know, I might want to go to the gym, and I might want to lose a little bit of weight. And in some ways, there's one side of that's not bad. So I'm always moaning about the fact that I could do with losing a couple of pounds, but I'm not doing it from a point of feeling pressurised to do that. I'm doing it from a point of view of I have too many takeaways, and there's that side of it that's all right. But then there are people on the other side of the spectrum who it becomes so obsessive and so controlling. And I think there's everyone sort of in between. And I think if you feel like that and you feel pressurised, or you're worrying that you're becoming obsessed with certain things, or I think again it's really important to talk to people, and it can be really embarrassing. You know, none of us want to admit that we have problems or we're struggling. But talking to people, and there are people who are trained. I know, like, people at Base 25, where they have counsellors or support for young people with these issues, or, you know, if you're linked in with a youth group or a church or a different organisation, or just someone you trust, whether that's a teacher at school or at college. But talking to people, and also trying to remind yourself that, you know, what we see in the magazines and on TV often isn't true, and often isn't real, and normal people don't look like that. And I think when we get obsessed about trying to look like something that isn't actually real, we're always going to feel rubbish because we feel like we've never met the standard. A couple of years ago, I was asked to go into a school and do a workshop with a group of girls on the issues of self-esteem and peer pressure. And we did an activity with them where we asked them to write about stuff. We gave them sheets of paper and we asked them to write about stuff that they didn't like about themselves. And there was probably about a group of 8 girls. They were sort of year 9 and 10. And so many of them filled the sheet of paper with stuff they didn't like about themselves. And then we gave them another sheet of paper and we asked them to write about stuff that they did like about themselves. And so many of them struggled to write more than one or two things. And we talked through why they found it more difficult to write good things about themselves. And so often it was the comparison between either people that they were friends with, people that they knew, people they'd seen on TV, and people that they'd read about, and their whole understanding of who they were came from comparing themselves to other people. And this was like 13, 14, 15 year old girls who were already starting to compare themselves so heavily. The fact that they could list numerous things they hate about themselves purely because, well, I wish I looked like that person, or I wish I looked like this person. We see that a lot. And I think it's always quite shocking when you realise that there's so many people who don't like themselves because they're trying to compare themselves to someone else.
Kick FM.